Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody, and He loves you.
Appreciate everybody on here. Minister Jamal is on here. You have any special words for the special first word?
I've been doing it for a couple of years now. Definitely a blessing to my life, so I'm glad that we're at a point where, you know, we made it out of another year.
Yes, sir. So, anybody that's new here, this is what we're doing as we study in the book of Proverbs. Every chapter corresponds with each day. So, since today is the sixth day, studying Proverbs 6. I'm going to start us off with a word of prayer, and then what we're going to do, we're going to jump right into it, break it down, go further into these Proverbs. As we gain more knowledge and wisdom. So, dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for continuing to keep us, bless us all. Thank you for bringing us through another year, letting us see these new days here in 2019. Pray that you bless everybody that's here. Make 2019 the best year ever for us, and keep us throughout the year so we can see another one. And be able to praise you and be more like you. And just now, pray now. So, Proverbs 6 starts off by saying the warnings against folly. It's like warnings against foolishness, different things like that. So, I'm going to start off with verses and then we're going to jump right in there, like I said. So, it says, my son, if you have put up security for your neighbor, if you have shaken hands and pledged for a stranger, you have been trapped by what you said, ensnared by your words of your mouth. So do this, my son, to free yourself. Since you have fallen into your neighbor's hands, go to the point of exhaustion and give your neighbor no rest. Allow no sleep to your eyes, no slumber to your eyelids. free yourself like a gazelle from the hand of a hunter, like a bird from the snare of a fowl. So in this verse right here, these verses right here, the first five verses, we've talked about it previously. What it's talking about is how, you know, as a man, the promises that you make through the word of mouth, as it says, when it speaks, that you've been trapped in a way. But it goes forth to say, you know, in order to free yourself, there's certain things that you have to do that you've gotten yourself into. Like it says, it is a foolish thing, but it tells you, you know, to go to the point of exhaustion and to give your neighbor no rest. So, you know, make good on the deal that you've made from the word of your mouth. Just to free yourself. What do you think about these verses, Minister Jamal?
Yeah, I definitely agree. Definitely agree with you. Sometimes, man, you know, emotion, you know what I'm saying, takes over us a lot. We're emotional people. We're emotional beings, you know. So, excuse me, being emotional beings, you know, sometimes we get in relationships with people and they're no good for us. But in the emotional part of the relationship, we told them what, that we will always be there for them. And no matter what, you know what I'm saying, thick or thin, right or wrong, and we always told them that we'll be there for them. You know, and some people, you know, we got to just watch who we tell that to. You know, because if a person is no good for you and God is trying to get you to move away from them, your emotion will allow them to keep coming back because of what you said, why you was emotional, why you didn't know who this person really was. So we definitely have to be careful with, you know, what we say. Definitely have to be careful of who we make bonds with and long-term relationships with. Because at the end of the day, you know, we got to live with what we said. You know, as men, especially, man, all we have is our word. And once we give our word, we should stick to our word. So we got to be careful about the promises that we make to people and things of that nature. So I definitely agree with you.
Yes, sir. Definitely got to make good on our word. We have any other callers that like to make any comments? All right, if not, we're going to jump to the next couple of verses. It says, go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider its ways and be wise. It has no commander, no overseer, or ruler. Yet it stores provisions in the summer and gathers food for harvest. And it goes on, verse 9 says, how long will you lie there, you sluggard? When will you get up from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of hands to rest, and poverty will come to you like a thief, and scarcity, armed man. So in these verses right here, like Proverbs does a comparison. Compares you to an ant, and then it compares the sluggard to like a sheep that sleeps. So in these things, basically what it's saying is that if you don't do what you need to do and make provisions for whatever situation, not just in the summer, like it says, as an ant, or if you sleep too long and, you know, you fold your hands and, you know, you get comfortable in the place that you're in. And like, and it says in the second stanza there, it says, you know, poverty will come to you like a thief and scarcity like an armed man. So you got to prepare yourself and be prepared. And if not, these things are going to happen. Sure, these are promises and these proverbs that, as it says here in these verses. What do you think about these next couple paragraphs here, Mr. Jamal?
I mean, you know, just like you said, man, it's self-explanatory, man. You know, if you're not out here putting in the work, you know, at the end of the day, you're going to have what you put in. So if you don't put in nothing, that's what you're going to have. Nothing. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, when they talk about the ant, they say they have no commander, no overseer. So they telling you that they ain't got nobody. Them ants doesn't have anybody to tell them what to do.
Mm-hmm.
But as them being so small, look at, that's what I'm saying. Look how small an ant is compared to us. One of the smallest things in the world, one of the smallest bugs out here. But they got enough sense that they know that this season's gonna come around every time when things get a little light, a little dry. And we gotta make sure while, you know, when everybody else is having fun, when everybody else is just, you know, doing their thing, we gotta make sure we grinding so when it gets tough, we got, you know, we got what we needed because we already prepared. We already took the well. We already, you know, upon ourselves. And see, a lot of people like to say, well, you know, ain't nobody helping me in this, that, and the fourth, and the other. And, yes, everybody needs help. But at the end of the day, it's about how bad do you want it. You know, nobody's going to go hard for your dreams. Nobody's going to go hard for your goals, just like not like you. You might have a supporting cast that's outstanding, but nobody's going to understand the dream like you. Some people are going to leave your side because can't nobody understand the dream like you. So you got to get up and make it happen. You got to get up physically and go out there and go get it. God going to do the rest. So, yeah, that's what I thought about.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you, man. It's there. You just got to go do it.
You got to go get it. Like, it's right there. And some people just sit there and they will envy another person, you know what I'm saying, instead of getting up and doing it themselves. And then it's, I never had this in my life. I never had that in my life. Everybody does not have the best hand. But with the hand that you got, you got to win the game. Got to win the game. You're not going to ever have, when you play spades, man, you're not never going to have a handful of spades. That's just not how it's going to go. But with them hearts, with them diamonds, with them clubs, and some of them spades, you got to learn how to win the game. See what I'm saying? You got to learn how to, you know, and as far as a man goes, you know what I'm saying? I know a lot of people give men excuses, man, but, you know, man, we okay. We don't need the coddle. We don't need the you know, because when you coddle a young man, you cripple him. You know what I'm saying? We got to be on our own sometimes and learn how real the world is and learn how cold the world is in order for us to say, okay, it's a wake-up call. Because, see, men are physical creatures. So we're not going to believe nothing is hot until we touch it. Let's just be honest. So sometimes we got to go through that just to go through or to get to the next level. See, those are my comments. And come on, bro.
That's good.
What you talk about, them?
Yeah, you want to take that one?
Did you do 11? Let me just start at 10.
Yeah.
Let me just start at 10.
No,
you can't
no. Just start at 12.
Okay. 12.
Start at 12. I already did that. All
right. Ready? All right. Verse 12 says, a troublemaker and a villain, who goes about with a corrupt mouth? Verse 13 says, who winks? What'd that say?
Maliciously.
There you go. Maliciously with his eye. Signals with his feet and motions with his fingers. Who plots evil with deceit in his heart? He always stirs up conflict. 15, therefore disaster will overtake him in an instant. Suddenly he will be destroyed without remedy. Like, that's just right there is like so much confirmation to, you know, what's going on in this world. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people, a lot of us, you know, we look at these things that's going on in the world and we want to give our own street justice. And, you know, God's still working me on that too, because some cases I'd be like, okay, that's cool.
But God's still working on me. But we have to understand that God has everything in his hand. There's nobody that's going to do wrong that's going to go unpunished. There's nobody that's going to, you know, because there's a price to pay when you do things negative to the people of God, to his children. Let me tell you something, Anthony. Somebody do something to me, my mama is the first to see what's going on. You understand what I'm saying? So when somebody, you know, it's a people don't understand that when they do things that try to hurt the people of God, that try to silence the people of God, or just try to harm them, they don't understand that it is a price to pay coming up against God's children. There's a price to pay, and God lets you know that a troublemaker and a villain who winks maliciously with his eyes, signals with his feet, and motions with his finger to plot evil and is in his heart. God tells you in verse 15, after all of that, therefore disaster will take him over in an instant. In an instant, he will suddenly be destroyed. So you use words like instant and suddenly, that means coming out of nowhere. You think about that, man?
Oh, I definitely agree. I agree with what you were saying about, you know, how when certain things come up against God's people, certain people don't know. And sometimes with the way that we've been taught to deal with certain situations, going into, you know, battles, wars, or whatever, the enemy, sometimes they get baffled, or they get, confused about what's going on, because they don't know how to deal with it. You know, a lot of people in different areas don't know how to deal with, you know, people who show love towards them or be kind to them, because they never experienced that. You know, there's certain things that that happen that we as Christians do that some people just don't know or understand, and it's foreign to them. But at the end of the day, you know, since we're God's children, he moves first, and then we go ahead. So that's my take on what you were saying there.
That was hard right there. I ain't gonna hold you. That was hard right there. And you know, because we're so much physical people, dog, is because, see, Christians, when things are being done to people of God, see, because it's being done to them, people automatically think that they lost, because you see it happening. Yeah, it might happen, but you don't understand that years later on the road, your life, that person's life has gone to shambles because of what they did to the children of God, to the child of God. I had to really learn that, you know, because it's been situations, man, and this, you know, I feel like this is a platform where we can be real, man, and not be judged. So I've been in situations, man, where I wanted to, you know, take somebody in the backyard and get some things off my chest. Mm-hmm. But now that I see later down the line, that 5, 10, 15 minutes of me, you know, getting my issue off my chest wouldn't have did nothing compared to what God's going to do. Mm-hmm. And I had to understand that as a preacher. See, I'm human too. And you do something to me, and, you know, I might not always, you know, be the, you know, I might not always turn out the cheek. But I got to understand that I got to, because God going to get you better than I can get you.
Exactly.
That's how I look at it at the end of the day. Yeah, you might think that the person is winning because whatever you feel like, you know what I'm saying, that they doing, you feel like they winning because they doing it to you. Nah. We got to sit back and let God. Even, I'm not even talking about when it's easy. I'm talking about when he's standing right in front of you, or when that man offends you, or that man offends your family.
Mm.
When that man offends your family, and all you've been taught all your whole life is, You protect your family with your everything.
Mm-hmm.
You do time, you get locked up over protecting your family. That's what you talk about.
Yeah.
So yeah, those are my comments on the non-couple version right there.
Go ahead, take the next couple, start at 16.
Says that there are six things the Lord hates. Seven things are detestable to him. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that deceives, wicked scheme, devises wicked scheme, excuse me, feet that are quick to rush into evil, a false witness who pours out lies, and the person who stirs up conflict in the community. Well, that is not... What? Like, if that is not what's going on in this world today, I don't know what... I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
God, I mean, he hate that. And say he ain't dislike it. Hate it. These are the things that we got to make sure that we, if we don't stay away from nothing else, that we gotta stay away from that. Those are some, man, that, man. What you think about them, man? Those man, that's some, that's heavy right there, man. That's heavy.
Yeah, man. It's like you said, that's the stuff that's going on nowadays. You see it every day, you know.
That's heavy.
And it's very specific when it says, you know, that he hates it. More of a specific thing, you know. It's not just a, oh, God dislikes this. Nah.
Well, God, what
hates.
Did he think about?
Yeah,
he hated. He said,
yep.
Feet that are quick to rush into evil. somebody that just want to do bad. Somebody that just at the beck and call, just ready to do something terrible to people.
Yep. People that just wake up and want to do stuff.
It's like can't have a good day unless somebody else has a bad one.
Yep.
And these are the people that we're worried. We can't be worried about them people, because, you know, God gonna take care of them people, man. God got them people. We gotta sit back and stop trying to play God. That's what we gotta do.
Mm.
We feel like we want to decide their fate. That's not our job. Mm. First thing somebody say, you hear something wild in the news. First thing, first say, man, he going to hell. First thing.
Yeah, they very may well be going to hell.
say it the first time, you know what I mean? And that's not our job. See, the people that shed innocent blood, come on now. Come on now. Just talk about it might happen, but it's a price to pay for. It's a price to pay for. It might happen. Price to pay for, man.
All right. If nothing else, we're going to move on to the next couple verses here.
That's a dog.
It says... Yeah, warnings against adultery. My son, keep your father's commands and do not forsake your mother's teachings. Bind them in your heart, fasten them around your neck. When you walk, they will guide you. When you sleep, they will watch over you. When you awake, they will speak to you. For this command is the lamb and teaching is a light of correction, and instructions are the way of life. Keeping from your neighbor's wife, from the smooth talk of a wayward woman. So, in this one, just as it says, you know, one is against folly, this is one is against adultery. So, it starts off where it talks about, you know, your mother and your father and what they've taught you and how to keep those commands on your heart. It even goes to say around your neck. But it goes down, continues, and it says, you know, for the command is a lamp, teaching is a light, and the corrections of instructions are the way of life. So that verse right there, 23, just lets you know that, you know, these verses right here, they all go together. It's a command, it's teaching you, and, you know, the correction and instruction will give you life. That's what I take on these verses right here. It's pretty self-explanatory. What do you think about it, Mr. Jamal?
Yeah, definitely, man. Pretty self-explanatory, man. Just, you know, you better stay away from that man's wife. Better stay away from his wife. And you know, God tells you that if you do these things, and it will protect you, and it will guide you while you walk in, and you gotta keep these commands. You know, keep them, and it basically, like you said, self-explanatory. It'll save your life. That's all I got to say. Life.
25.
Yes, sir.
In closing,
so do not let sin your heart after beauty, or let her captivate you with her eyes. 26. For a prostitute can be had for a loaf of bread, and another man's wife preys on your very life. You know, we have to make sure that when we are, you know, dealing in relationships and everything, that, you know, that we look inside the person. We need to see that, okay, just because, you know, she looked good, you know, she had a banging body, you know what I'm saying? She can look good and have a banging body on the way to hell.
Mm-hmm.
She could be bringing you down, causing you pain, causing you drama, causing you anguish in your life.
Yeah, hey, read the next three verses. It goes along with what you're saying. Go ahead.
Says that, can a man scoop fire into his lap without his clothes being burned? Can a man walk on hot coals without his feet being scorched? So is he who sleeps with another man's wife, no one who touches her will go unpunished. That's hard. What you think about verse 29, man? What you think about verse 29?
Hey, like it says, man. You're going to get punished for what you're doing.
Ooh-wee. That?
Like it says, man, in verse 27 and 28. You know, you can't put fire in your lap without getting burned. You can't walk on hot coals without being scorched. You know, it's like these proverbs always say, man, it's always a cause and effect.
Always. It's
always a, you know, effect of what you do. And this is it right here. You're going to get punished. It's always a consequence.
Powerful right there. This proverb was good today. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah. It says it right here. Very self-explanatory.
So any closing comments, last word before we, you know, head about it?
I don't have any more comments.
Well, there's no more comments. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for this first word. Thank you for just bringing us to this new year, safe, sound, with a sound mind. We ask you, Father God, to be in our service, wherever they may be. We ask you to bless our services, Father God. We actually give us traveling mercies, Father God. We actually bless our families, Father God. We actually bless our loved ones, Father God. Bless our enemies, dear Jesus. Please give us the motivation and the grind to keep working towards what you want us to be, Father God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. All right, till next week, this is The First Word.